Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Shanghai at Domatex Asia China Floor, and I'm with Thomas Bart, who is a Belgian industrialist. Thomas, how you doing?
Doing great. Thank you. Kemp, welcome to China.
Yeah, I haven't been here in over 20 years. I introduced you as a Belgian industrialist. You've been called that before?
Oh, my goodness. That sounds too serious. I'd love to be seen as a friend, Kemp, rather than all these complicated words.
Yeah, well, some people know you. Let's tell the rest of the industry in the U.S. who you are. You do own a factory over here. It's called China Floors. We'll get into that in just a minute. You also own part of this show, so we can talk a little bit about that too. But before we do that, let's get into your background, because it does tie into the U.S. I believe you worked at BoYu at one time, right?
My master, Kemp, is actually Carl Buchartz. When I was 22, he gave me the chance to work in Dalton, Georgia, and that's where I learned the flooring industry. So a lot of grateful thinking minds in the mind still. Since then, I've moved to China and built up my own operation here, but still grateful to my past in the U.S.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you're from Belgium originally. How did you initially meet Carl?
Well, Carl is, of course, a guru in Belgium when it comes to flooring industry and a great mentor. And I was looking for an opportunity abroad, and he gave me the chance to move, and I never hesitated.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got here on Sunday, and then Monday, you hosted me to your factory, and it's an amazing factory. It's about 2 million square feet, 1,300 workers, and you manufacture engineered hardwood, and laminate, and you have another factory where you get LVT, right?
Exactly. We are in the different categories, and it's a logic thing because customers like to have the hassle-free sourcing and buying from one place. So we've been lucky, actually, that our customers have seen us not just as we were laminate producers, that we've been able to cover the different categories now, and we're on the way to expand more.
Mm-hmm. And you told me when I was at your factory that you're actually growing the expansion almost 30% last year, right?
We should be very humble when we use these figures, because I would normally not just say that, but you're confronting me here. But that's the reality. We are ambitious, and we believe that if you deal with good, solid customers, that you automatically grow if you take care of them and bring innovative new products to them.
Now, you sell under the Lamet brand. Tell us what Lamet means.
Lamet stands for laminate and parquet. That's it was a European brand, actually the first European brand in flooring, believe it or not. We bought the brand only a few years ago, and we've been covering Lamet now worldwide. We have, in certain countries, we have Lamet stores. In certain countries, we have Lamet distributors. And we're selling now in about 50 countries.
Mm-hmm. You actually have over 100 stores in China. Many of my listeners may know that in China, if you're going to go to market to the consumer, you actually go as the manufacturer's brand, like Power Decor. And so now you've actually broken into this market with over 100 stores, right?
Yeah, we have 130 in China. We have 25 in Taiwan. So when you talk about the Lamet store, that really means that the whole store is only our products. That on the street you see our Lamet brand name, and the whole decoration is explaining what the brand is about. So it's quite different than a typical European or American store, where you have many, many brands just a display standing next to each other. Branding is much more important in China than it is in any other country in the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's go back to the U.S. a minute, because you do sell to the U.S. Obviously, many of the people who buy from you are probably proprietary, but tell us how you get to the market in the U.S.
Well, I think when you want to sell in the United States, it's respecting channels and exclusivities and understanding how the market works. We go to market in three different ways. We have certain distribution, distributors that we either do Lamet brands or private label programs. Then we also go, second channel is that we have certain retailers, big retailers that buy direct from China. So we try to cover them. And then there's the DIY channels.
Mm-hmm. Or OEM to major manufacturers, right?
That's another channel which we also do. I forgot that. Sorry. Yes. Solid, strong relationships building. That's our goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the role of a Chinese manufacturer into the United States, that's evolving. Used to be the place that you'd come over here and you'd be able to supply the U.S. with cheaper costing products, but that's evolving. Talk about that if you would.
Well, I mean, it's a typical thing. The Westerners, we are brought up, we all are educated in the atmosphere of buying a low-end product, which when we turn it around, we see the Made in China label. And a lot of these things usually are throwaway products. So the reputation of China, of course, traditionally is not all that great. The funny thing is that people in most industries still believe that China is the place to just buy the low-end stuff and the good stuff is made in the United States or in Europe. I have to say, though, that these people are lagging behind, and it's time to wake up, because it's not the case anymore. We as a producer believe that actually China is the place to buy and to make differentiated products. So if you look at every product, you have the commodities, the standard products. Well, the reality is that these products are more easy to make in the West, and that the high-end collections, the differentiated, the innovation, everything that makes your line exciting is more and more made in Asia. And that's where we have the fun. It's not just about mass. It's about being able to do the things that actually is almost impossible to make on automated, fully automated lines in the West.
Now take, for instance, in our country, what's popular now is the rustic look. And you're able to actually employ workers here to give character to these products. And I thought it was interesting when you were giving me your plant tour, you said you have to explain to these people why they're putting these scratches and marks on this product. They don't understand it, right?
Yeah, it's very funny. You have workers in the factory that are used to have everything ugly in their house. So in their new lives now, their standard of living is going up, and they're so proud to have clean, good-looking products in anything, not just flooring, I mean any type of products. And now we have to explain them that they have to make a beautiful floor, that they have to put with hammers, have to make it look old. But then again, we have to explain them what makes old. Old can mean nice, but can also be ugly. So we have to make them, in their minds, we have to try to explain them what good-looking, ugly floors is in their mind.
Yeah, put those marks on there very artistically.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we have to educate. But it's all not that manual anymore. This was also a few years ago when just the focus was on hand scraping, and where low-cost labor could do hand scraping, and which you couldn't do in the West. That is already passed again. It's much more in variation of product, multiple widths, multiple lengths. Basically, a laminate floor specifically needs to look exactly like a wood floor. And just an automated industrial production cannot do that. You always will see that this is just laminate. And we have our way. When you've been to our showroom, and you know, when we walk you to the showroom, the question asked is this wood or is this laminate? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we want to hear. And that wakes us up in the morning, and that keeps us going.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people in the United States think that the laminate market is stagnant, might be dying just a little bit thanks to LVT. But you're able to create a laminate floor that has got dimensionality to it. It's got deep character marks. It's amazing you can do that. So, like you say, that's given this category new life.
Exactly. I mean, the presses are small presses. They allow to go very deep in the HDF. And then after that, you still can do plenty of things that make it look old, or that makes it look different. And we do the same in LVT now. I think just the LVT development is going to be even faster. So in laminate, this took like 15 years, I think 10, 15 years to come to this type of aesthetics. But I think in LVT, it'll be there in 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if somebody's interested in hearing more about Lamet in the U.S., how can they get a hold of you?
We have a website, chinafloors.com, and we'd love to, or lamet.com, and love to hear from you.
Okay, real quickly, well, you also own part of the show, which is very interesting. Talk briefly about that, if you would.
When I arrived in China 17 years ago, there was no flooring show, and we decided to make that show, to start the show. 2 years later, we partnered up with Domotex, the leading brand and the leading floor covering show in the world. Since then, it has grown. You've seen it yourself. Kemp, you just said covering your being jet lagged, covering these 15 halls here has been a big job. So it's huge. It's very interesting, confusing also. It's the right place to do your homework. So I would say everybody in the United States, buyers, people, come and see it, because you seeing is believing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been to Domotex Hanover for many years. It's the first time I've been to this show. And it is about the same size as far as the number of attendees and the total area of the footprint.
Yes, the product categories are different. So it's not just a copy. I mean, it reflects the real world here, being the manufacturing in certain products. That's where the biggest boots are here. So basically, I think if you really want to do your homework, I think there is you got to be in Hanover. You got to be in Vegas. But you definitely need a visit as well to China.
Okay. All right, Thomas, great to talk to you again. Been talking to Thomas Bart, who is the owner of China Floors and part owner of Domotex Asia China Floor Expo. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.